You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church. Today, we will be continuing to learn from Pastor Terry what the Bible has to say as to how we should deal with this coronavirus.
But then the king of Assyria sent to Tartan, we're going to just skip some of these words, and with a great army against Jerusalem to King Hezekiah, and they went up and came to Jerusalem. So now there's a confrontation that happens. And when they had come up, they went and stood by the aqueduct from the upper pool, which was on the highway to the fuller's field. And when they had called to the king, Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, who was over the household of Shebna, the scribe, and Joah, the son of Aspha, I honestly think they put this in here just so that they see if I can pronounce words. The recorder came out to them. Then he said to them, "Say now to Hezekiah, thus says the great king, the king of Assyria, what confidence is this in which you trust?" Now he's being provoked to an answer. He's being provoked to an answer. Now, whether Hezekiah was right or wrong before this, I honestly haven't studied that out long enough to find out. But what I do know is that when push comes to shove, Hezekiah believes God. Okay? And really, even if you started out wrong, you can make a course correction right now. It says, you speak of having plans and power for war, but they are mere words. And in whom do you trust that you rebel against me? Now look, you are trusting in the staff of this broken reed, Egypt, on which if a man leans, it will go into his hand and pierce it. So is Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to all who trust in him. But if you say to me, we trust in the Lord our God, it is not he whose altars Hezekiah has taken away and said to Judah and Jerusalem, you shall worship before this altar in Jerusalem. He's saying, listen, Hezekiah took down all the other altars to all the false gods. And that was where the people were going and worshiping. And he said, no, there's one God. And there's one altar, and we're all going to worship in Jerusalem at the altar of Almighty God. Don't be worshiping or, giving sacrifices to all these other gods, because they're not God. He says, now, therefore, I urge you, give a pledge to my master, the king of Assyria, and I will give to you 2,000 horses if you are able on your part to put riders on them. I don't even think you have 2,000 guys you could put horses on. That would be like somebody saying, hey, I'm going to give you 2,000 tickets to Disney, like when it reopens. And do you have 2,000 friends you can invite? Most of us don't, but that's cool. How then will you repel one captain of the least of my master's servants and put your trust in Egypt for chariots and horsemen? Have I now come up with the Lord against this place to destroy it? The Lord said to me, go up and destroy this land and destroy it. Okay, here's another message that's going on around. People are saying, well, God sent this plague and God's doing this to get people's attention or to get people. No, he didn't. That's just as true of a statement as this is. It's a lie. This guy is lying to Hezekiah and these people are lying to the world. God did not send this. Well, maybe God's just trying to punish. Well, then what did he do to Jesus? Because our punishment was put upon Jesus, and if he's requiring another punishment, God is unjust. It is impossible. God is faithful, God is just, and he is true. So someone's lying, and it's not God. Then Eliakim, here we go again, said, please speak to your servants in Aramaic, for we understand it, and do not speak to us in the Hebrew in the hearing of the people who are on the wall. Listen, now here, they're trying to protect the people. Stop telling them this because it can make them sway. It could cause them to sit on the fence. It could make them uncertain of God's word if you keep on talking like this. Pastor, you're just unreasonable. We have to stay in touch with what's going on in the world. But this guy said to them, has my master sent me to your master and to you to speak these words and not to all the men who sit on the wall who will eat and drink their own waste with you? You should have seen that in the message. That was much better in the message. Then the guy stood up and said with a loud voice in Hebrew and spoke and said, hear the word of the great king, the king of Assyria. Thus says the king, do not let Hezekiah deceive you, for he shall not be able to deliver you from his hand, nor let Hezekiah make you trust in the Lord. Wow. Welcome to 2020. Yeah. Don't be so foolish. I know the Bible says that, but you've got to be realistic. You've got to understand what this diagnosis is. You've got to understand the mortality rate. You've got to understand the disaster that you're facing. You've got to understand the economic collapse that's going to happen. You've got to understand that you're in trouble. Don't believe God. Oh, I mean, don't let Hezekiah make you trust in the Lord. Listen, I'm telling you, we've got to trust in the Lord. There's going to be voices telling you, you can't believe what that Bible says. You can't just sit there in blind faith and believe. Well, my faith isn't blind. I have a word that I look at and I see it with my eyes and I know it in my heart because I visioned it with my heart. It's not blind faith, it's true faith. Don't let Hezekiah make you trust in the Lord, saying the Lord will surely deliver us. This city shall not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Don't let your pastor tell you, believe God, that God will deliver you and that no plague shall come near your dwelling. Don't let your pastor tell you that. Don't believe God. It is what you're being told every day on the news. It is what the people who are terrified are telling you. It's what they're saying. They don't know better. But if you're sitting there listening to it long enough, you're going to end up on the fence like those Israelites sitting there trying to decide between Baal and God. Do not listen to Hezekiah, for thus says the king of Assyria, make peace with me by a present and come out to me, and every one of you eat from your own vine, and every one of you his own fig tree, and every one of you drink the waters of his own cistern until I come and take you away. Okay. Let me put this in modern day English. Sell your soul. Believe your circumstances. Get depressed, and then I'll rescue you. And I'll make you a slave. But hey, I'm going to take you to a land like your own. It won't be your own. Like a land of grain and new wine, a land of bread and vineyards, a land of olive groves and honey, that you may live and not die. You'll live as a slave. You'll live in bondage. You'll live in fear. You'll live in uncertainty. But you'll live. Give me heaven. I would rather have heaven than go back into bondage. But do not listen to Hezekiah, lest he persuade you, saying, the Lord will deliver us. This guy knows Hezekiah's message. This guy is preaching, God will deliver you if you listen to Hezekiah. But I don't want you listening to Hezekiah. I want you listening to me. Because I have power over you if you listen to me. Whom you listen to has power over you. Who do you want exerting power over you? The one who's in love with you and died for you, or a plague? I love you. I love you. This is truth. Jesus is risen, and victory is assured. First thing I'm going to do is say, if anyone has never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, that is the first step that we need to take. The first step that we take is to receive Jesus as our Lord, as our Savior, and make entrance into the family. And once we've made entrance into the family, the Word of God is able to transform us. We have a journey that we're on once we take the first step of accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior. So if you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask you to just think about it. You know, like I said, my husband did not get saved because he loved God. He got saved because he was dying and he saw an insurance plan so that he'd have fire insurance. And there, you know what? He's in the kingdom of God, and now he's a mighty man of God. And so it doesn't matter what place you're in. If you see and the Holy Spirit's prompting you right now, yes, I want to accept Jesus. I don't know what all it means yet, but we're going to figure it out together. Then I want you to say this with me. What is necessary is that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for your sins, and that God raised him from the dead. And the scripture says in Romans that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, then you are saved. It's that simple. There's nothing complicated about it. We might complicate it sometimes, but God has made it oh so simple. So say this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord, that you are my Savior. I receive you and I receive that I am cleansed and that I am clean and that I am yours. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing. Teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, if that's the first time that you prayed that prayer, I'm going to ask you to send us an email at connect@reallifefl.com, because that is the beginning of your journey and not the end of your destination. There is so much more available. Amen. Amen.
We know that you have received revelation knowledge from this message. We invite you to continue to listen to this message from Pastor Terry at the next regularly scheduled broadcast of Victory is Assured. All of us here at Real Life Church would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. Pastor Terry Owen would like to personally invite you to come experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Go to reallifepsl.com for the address, the directions, and service times. Real Life Church, the most loving church in the world where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1990.